Hey, loser. Wondering where your girlfriend has been for the last few days? Don't worry, she's safe. She's been with me. And guess what? I taught her a trick. Do you want to see? When I clap my hands, she drops whatever she's doing and hurries over to suck my toes. You should see how eager she is when I do it. I don't even have to use words. I clap, and she sucks. Were you ever able to get her to submit so enthusiastically? I like to make her rub my feet, and while she's rubbing, I take one of them and squeeze her nose with my toes and make her repeat things like, "Thank you for taking me, miss," and "You own me, miss." Yeah, you heard her right. I own her now. Oh, don't look so confused. She's mine. I still remember when you introduced us at the Christmas party from work. From the moment I met her, I knew I could make her my pet. I knew I would make her my pet. I don't know whether or not she even knew it yet, but I could see it written in her eyes. Deep down, she wanted to be my plaything. She needed to be my plaything. From the first time I called her, "My good girl," she was mine. It didn't take long to get her over to my place or to convince her to cheat on you. I told her about how I used to bully you in high school, leading you on like you had a chance, while making you carry my stuff and do my homework while I chatted with my girlfriends and rub my feet when I finished soccer practice. I told her about how I made you kiss my sweaty feet after a game in front of the whole team with the promise of sex afterwards, only to laugh in your face when you actually did it. After hearing that, she was like putty in my hands. Hearing how I bullied you made her practically drip. She basically gave herself away to me after that. I barely even needed to flex my dominant side. She just seemed to know the natural order of things between us. Oh, and that was months ago. It was only now that I could convince her to actually leave you. But she's been mine this entire time. I had some fun making her worship my feet, my pussy, my ass. Then ordering her to go back to home to you, and without brushing her teeth first, give you some nice sloppy kisses. Did her kisses ever taste different? I laughed so much thinking about the fact that I had you thinking that she was suddenly so passionate about you, when really she was just humiliating you for me. I also made her take my panties home and wipe them on your pillow while you were at work. Don't blame her though. She didn't really want to do any of that. She didn't want to hurt you. But she does what I say, and I thought it was hilarious, so she obeyed. She's such a good girl for me. Do you want to see her again? You know where to find us. If you show up at my apartment with tribute money in hand, you get down on your knees. And you beg, and you grovel. I might let you in to do some chores for me. Right now, I have her as my maid, cleaning my apartment completely naked. But if you were to take over her cleaning duties, she would have more time to serve. Me personally, I'd have you scrub the floors. You'd have to be on your knees the entire time. No exceptions. Your reward? Well, your reward would be a chance to maybe see just a glimpse of your girlfriend serving me. I guess I should say your ex-girlfriend now, shouldn't I? I bet I could even convince you to pay me just to suck my toes while you watch her eat my ass with more passion than she ever showed to you. Probably a ridiculous amount, too. So pathetic. Well, anyways, I just wanted to brag and to let you know that your ex-girlfriend is in good hands. She's going to worship her new master now, And you're kidding yourself if you think you'll get to see even a second of that for free. Later, loser!